Imagine having a treasure map, but no way to read it. That's the paradox facing today's businesses, drowning in information yet thirsting for real insight. In our data-saturated world, the ability to extract meaning from numbers has become as essential as financial literacy. This isn't just about having data scientists on staff, it's about creating a new partnership between decision makers and analytics specialists. Companies like Amazon and Google don't succeed because they collect more data, they win because their leaders know how to ask better questions of their data. The competitive edge no longer comes from having information, everyone has plenty, but from transforming it into actionable intelligence. When Elon Musk noted that asking better questions of Tesla's data saved the company millions, he highlighted a fundamental truth. Data without interpretation is just noise. The most successful organizations have bridged the gap between technical analysts and business leaders, creating cultures where data informs rather than replaces human judgment. Today's business landscape demands a new kind of collaboration between general managers and analytics specialists. The solution isn't turning managers into statisticians, but positioning them as effective consumers of analytics who integrate technical insights with business experience and intuition. As an analytics consumer, your role complements the producers, data scientists, who create analyses and models. While producers excel at data manipulation, they often lack sufficient business knowledge to identify relevant hypotheses or recognize shifting contexts. Before pursuing complex analytics, question whether you truly need all that data. Many organizations collect extensive information without improving decisions. One consumer products company eliminated thousands of hours of monthly reporting by switching to quarterly reviews with no negative impact. To improve return on data investments, focus on four questions. Are we targeting actual decisions? Does our data tell a coherent story? Does it predict future performance rather than just reporting history? Do we balance quantitative and qualitative information? When requesting analysis, clearly articulate your desired business impact. Even subtle ambiguities can mislead analysts, like advertising managers focusing on increasing sales when profit maximization is the real goal. Research shows that using ads to reduce price sensitivity is typically twice as profitable as focusing solely on sales volume. Effective experimental evaluation follows seven principles. First, identify a narrow question, e.g., how much does advertising on Google AdWords increase monthly sales rather than is advertising worth the cost? Through such focused experiments, eBay discovered their Google brand advertising had virtually no effect on customer visits. Second, use a big hammer when experimenting with uncertainty. Third, audit data before implementation. Fourth, select a representative study population. Fifth, randomly assign participants to treatment and control groups. Sixth, commit to your plan and follow through. Finally, report multiple outcomes for a complete picture, including unchanged or unexpected results. DoSomething.org once celebrated a YouTube video with 1.5 million views, until they discovered it generated only 8 signups and 0 donations. This disconnect revealed a crucial lesson. Organizations must distinguish between raw data and metrics that align with their definition of success. What you measure becomes what you manage. Baseball players on teams that value batting average will avoid walks, potentially hurting the team. If you track YouTube views, employees will pursue those. But if your goal is boosting sales or acquiring members, focus instead on ROI, conversion rates, or retention. To choose effective metrics, define your governing objective, typically creating economic value. Develop a theory connecting this to potential drivers. Identify specific employee activities that influence these drivers, and regularly reevaluate as conditions change. Good metrics should be consistent, cheap, and quick to collect. When DoSomething.org shifted to measuring conversions rather than views, they redirected resources toward metrics that truly mattered to their mission. A-B testing has evolved dramatically since Ronald Fisher's 1920s agricultural experiments. While the core mathematics remains unchanged, digital platforms now process millions of interactions daily, delivering results in hours rather than months. Proper testing randomly assigns users to variants where only the tested element differs. Companies like Shutterstock run over 1,000 simultaneous experiments, testing copy, algorithms, and pricing, gaining market advantage through faster validation. Predictive analytics forecasts outcomes using past patterns, with applications spanning customer lifetime value calculations, fraud detection, and healthcare outcomes. Every predictive model requires monitoring its assumptions. The primary assumption that future behavior will mirror past patterns can become invalid as behaviors evolve. Models also fail when key variables are omitted, as seen in the 2008 financial crisis when mortgage models ignored falling housing prices. Effective prediction balances model complexity with continuous validation. Cognitive traps distort decision-making even with perfect data. Confirmation bias attracts findings matching existing beliefs, overconfidence overestimates judgment accuracy, and overfitting captures random noise rather than true relationships. Counter these biases by defining analytical approaches beforehand, seeking disconfirming evidence, using independent analysis teams, and tracking predictions against outcomes. Quality of analysis trumps quantity of data. Additional information often increases overconfidence without improving accuracy. Effective data communication transforms information into influence. Adapt visualizations to context. Presentations need clear trends, while documents can include more detail. Select charts based on relationships you want to highlight and emphasize key elements to guide audience attention. When facing skeptics, understand their perspective, gather data addressing their concerns, and view challengers as potential allies. Even compelling data rarely speaks for itself. To influence decisions, integrate key facts into emotionally resonant stories that connect with the unconscious mind where emotions govern. As a manager, focus on generating meaningful questions and validating analytical results against real-world conditions. Understand basic statistics and the analytical process, problem recognition, literature review, solution modeling, data collection, analysis, and storytelling. Non-quantitative managers should emphasize problem definition and storytelling while maintaining oversight. Partner with analysts who communicate effectively and prioritize business problems over technical elegance. Even with trusted professionals, ask probing questions about data sources, sample representation, and assumptions. Foster an environment that values truth-seeking over confirmation bias. Never pressure analysts to support your preconceptions. Data scientists represent a pivotal shift in value creation, combining coding, analytics, communication, and business acumen to extract insights from big data, exemplified by Jonathan Goldman's People You May Know feature at LinkedIn. These professionals excel by structuring formless information, maintaining data dialogues, navigating technical constraints, and communicating findings visually with business context. Many create custom tools and apply research methodologies with academic rigor. While needing experimental autonomy, data scientists require strong connections with business leaders, especially product executives. Their greatest impact comes from innovating customer-facing offerings rather than generating reports. Successful organizations cultivate cultures where decisions integrate rigorous analysis with business judgment, avoiding over-reliance on either data or intuition. Big data represents a transformative wave beginning to crest. Organizations that develop effective manager-analyst partnerships, pose meaningful questions, design thoughtful experiments, choose relevant metrics, and overcome cognitive biases will gain competitive advantage. Those failing to adapt risk watching competitors transform data from a technical challenge into a strategic asset.